This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. It's Friday, June 15th. The federal waters of the lower Kuskokwim will have another gillnet opening on Saturday to target salmon, and the regulations will be the same as the first opening this past Tuesday. Nets can be in the water for 12 hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. All drift and set nets are limited to 6-inch or less mesh and cannot exceed 45 meshes in depth. Nets from the Kuskokwim River mouth upstream to the Johnson River cannot exceed 50 fathoms in length. That's 300 feet. Nets upriver of the Johnson to Aniak are required to be shorter and cannot exceed 25 fathoms in length, or 150 feet. The net length is longer in the lower river because the river widens as it flows downstream. Federal wildlife officers issued warnings to fishermen who violated these restrictions during the opening on Tuesday. Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge Manager Ken Stallnecker cautions that officers won't be as lenient on Saturday.
I think on the 16th we'll be taking a couple of things a little more seriously.
The main warnings were for nets being too long. Stallnecker recommends marking the appropriate net length before putting it in the water.
For those who had a marker, everybody was doing great. And the majority of the folks who had too much net out, they didn't have a marker. So I think that's a very simple way to make sure that folks are sticking with the right length.
Other warnings were issued to fishermen for not tagging their set net buoys. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommends marking the owner's first initial, last name, address, and phone number. Stallnecker says he, quote, feels real good about holding the opening on Saturday. People caught a lot of kings in the lower Kuskokwim on Tuesday. According to federal and tribal surveys, an estimated 5,000 kings were taken during the opening along the Kuskokwim main stem from Tuntutuliak upstream to Akiak. This area contains the most populated section of the river, and the feds and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission predict a similar harvest will occur on Saturday. The feds, along with the Fish Commission, have designated 16,000 king salmon for subsistence harvest this season. State waters will not be open to gillnets on Saturday. Instead, state waters from Aniak upstream to the Halitna River mouth will have a gillnet opening on Tuesday, June 19th. The opening will last 24 hours, and net regulations will be the same as in the federal opening. State waters from the Halitna River mouth up to the headwaters are open to 6-inch or less mesh gillnets indefinitely. Aaron Tiernan is the Kuskokwim Area Manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says harvest reports during the most recent opening were low, and he's scheduling the next opening in state waters later than the feds to allow time for more salmon to swim upriver.
I'd like to allow a few more fish to get up there, so when we do let a piri go, folks have an actual opportunity to harvest some fish.
Tiernan points out that this schedule is consistent with the state's preseason management strategy to offer one subsistence opening per week.
And that'll be exactly a week after the last period was offered.
In the meantime, Kuskokwim River state waters from Aniak up to the Halitna River mouth are open to gillnet fishing under the new king salmon permit system. The permits took effect this week and allow each household to harvest 10 kings through the duration of the season during closures. As of last week, the state had issued about 100 permits. Both the upcoming federal and state openings are expected to be wet. Rain is forecasted to begin Saturday and last through the following weekend. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.